Jensen was first charged with running political campaigns using state resources in 2002. In 2006, a Dane County jury found him guilty of 3 felonies and 1 misdemeanor. Judge Steven Ebert used stern language as he sentenced Jensen to 15 months in prison.
You will be punished because you knew what you were doing, you knew that it was illegal, and you went to lengths to orchestrate and to conceal that criminality.
But even as things looked their most bleak for Jensen, by the time Ebert spoke, the case against the former speaker had already started to unravel. Some of this would happen in a courtroom. The rest would happen in the offices of the governor and state legislature.
We have reached agreement on far-reaching, bipartisan ethics reform.
Later that same year, Governor Jim Doyle stood side-by-side with legislative leaders from both parties to announce a tentative agreement on a new ethics bill. To get Republicans on board, the bill included a provision that said legislators charged with wrongdoing could be tried in their home counties. Lead Republican author Mark Gundrum explained the rationale.
That's where your elected identity comes from. The only reason you're there is because the people of that area, that location, have elected you and sent you there to do a job for them.
But the idea bothered Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard, who testified against it at a public hearing. Blanchard was the prosecutor who had recently secured the guilty verdict in Jensen's case.
The attempt here to limit venue would create an entirely new form of immunity that would protect only one type of potential criminal defendant.
Despite Blanchard's protest, the ethics bill passed nearly unanimously. Nobody said explicitly at the time that this venue provision was put in the bill just for Scott Jensen. After all, Jensen had already been tried and sentenced. But almost a year later, Jensen was back in the news. In 2007, an appeals court granted him a retrial. Normally, that would have sent the case back to another Dane County judge and jury. But Jensen's lawyer said the new ethics law gave them the right to move the case to Jensen's home in Waukesha County instead. In May of 2010, a unanimous state Supreme Court agreed. Justices even cited Blanchard's testimony against the ethics bill years ago as evidence that the legislature knew what it was getting into when it came to the venue law. That put the investigation in the hands of Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel.
This is definitely new territory.
Schimmel says it would have taken him months of nearly full-time preparation and 2 full-time attorneys to handle this case, and with a certain amount of risk involved.
It would be an error to presume that we would necessarily get the felony convictions if we proceeded to a trial again.
But Wisconsin Common Cause Director Jay Heck called the plea deal a slap on the wrist.
I'm fearful that it sends the signal that if you are able to wait it out long enough with expensive attorneys, get a change of venue, special treatment for legislators, that you are going to escape punishment for a severe violation of the public trust.
Other lawmakers charged in the sweeping caucus scandal investigation served jail terms years ago. 3 people have been speakers since Jensen left, and in a couple weeks the assembly will swear in a 4th. That's one job Jensen will never return to. While he's still involved in politics, Jensen's plea deal prohibits him from ever holding elected office again. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.